This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so listen up. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Not because you're suspicious, because you have suspicious minds, right? And you want to know what's really going on. And we're about to tell you what is really going on, so please pay attention. Please pay attention. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And you can get the latest news and information about what is going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, but also with New California. We're going to be telling you some stuff about New California here shortly and all the different things that are going on there, because certainly New California is going absolutely bonkers. And we want to encourage all of you to join up and become part of the New California State movement, even if you are an expat from California. And we got a lot of those. We got a lot of people wanting to come back, and that's under a different environment. They certainly would be able to come back, which would be a wonderful thing. Anyway, we have a lot of things going on here, so please visit that website, a21r.com. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. Call-in number is 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. All right, so what do we have here going on right now? It's kind of interesting. Joe Biden has entered the race. That's true. And Hillary Clinton, this is just so sick and twisted what we're seeing here. But again, if I look at the thing I got from my news source here, the advertisement next to it is rapid relief with lidocaine, preparation H. That's right next to her picture. This is a visual. You got Hillary Clinton looking cow, and then right next to that is preparation H. You know, it's one of those little, you know what I'm talking about, preparation H. I wonder why they did that. I mean, these things are really random. You know that, don't you? The way they pop up on the screens are kind of random. But that's what I'm looking at. Liam Quinn wrote this article. It seems Hillary Clinton still isn't over the 2016 election defeat. In a fiery op-ed published in the Washington Post, Bezos, remember that, the former Secretary of State and Democratic candidate for president charged special counsel Robert Mueller's report outlined a, quote, a serious crime against the American people, unquote. This is what all sociopaths do, by the way. Our election was corrupted, our democracy assaulted, our sovereignty and security violated. This is the definitive conclusion of a special counsel Robert S. Mueller's the Third's report. It documents a serious crime against the American people. The peace begins. That's the way she wrote it, of course. Clinton, who admitted earlier in the column, this is personal for me. And some may say I'm not the right messenger. Then discuss the man who defeated her in 2016 and seemingly warned her party against pushing for impeachment. Warned her party against pushing for impeachment. Says the debate about how to respond to Russia's sweeping and systematic attack and how to hold President Trump accountable for obstructing the investigation and possibly breaking the law has been reduced to a false choice, immediate impeachment or nothing. History suggests there's a better way to think about the choices ahead, she wrote. My perspective is not just that of a former candidate and target of the Russian plot. Here we go. She's the target of the Russian plot. See, she's going to tell you that she was the target now. This is what the sociopaths always do. She was the target. I'm also a former senator and secretary of state who served during much of Vladimir Putin's ascent, sat across the table from him, and knows firsthand that he seeks to weaken our country. I'm also someone who, by a strange twist of fate, was a young staff attorney on the House Judiciary Committee's Watergate impeachment inquiry in 1974. By the way, she was fired from that position. As well as First Lady during the impeachment process that began in 1998. And I was a senator from New York after 9/11 when Congress had to respond to an attack on our country. Really? And what? Explain to me, Hillary. Why was Sandy Berger in the National Archives at the same time that the 9/11 Commission was going on, stealing documents from the National Archives from your husband's presidential time in office that were relative to 9/11? You know, Sandy Berger? One of your husband's notorious members of his cabinet. Who was that guy, huh? We call him Sandy Bergler, of course, but Sandy Berger did that, right? I don't understand why she can't. Can you explain that, girlfriend? We're just starting, of course, on this. Come on. Clinton continued in the piece to call on Congress to hold substantive hearings that build on the Mueller report and fill in its gaps, and said the country needs clear-eyed patriotism, not reflexive partisanship. Really? I can't even, it's kind of like, Right. George Conway praises Hillary Clinton for her op-ed. Says Clinton's op-ed was published after Whitewater independent counsel Robert Ray explained why he believes the former Secretary of State's is exactly wrong to claim President Trump would have been indicted if he weren't president. Ray said he believes the report disputes that, adding that Barr, speaking to special counsel Robert Mueller, prior to the release of the tape and his press conference, only further weight on the opposite side of the Clinton's claim. That is why the Attorney General, before the report was released to the public, went back to the special counsel apparently on more than one occasion. As he said in his press conference, Ray said during a Wednesday appearance on Fox and Friends, he continued claiming the purpose of the going back to Robert Mueller was to inquire about whether the reason why Trump wasn't indicted is that he's a sitting president. You know, I hate it when this happens. I just hate it when this happens, don't you? I mean, come on. I mean, inquiring minds want to know. There's a lot of questions we want to ask about her, right? The answer came back is no. That is not what I'm saying, Ray said. So I know people in some quarters don't want to listen to what the Attorney General actually said. But while that is a reasonable question, Hillary Clinton has it exactly wrong, and that is not the reason. So, in other words, Hillary Clinton is wrong again, as she always is, and she's lying again, as she always does. There's nothing to see here. Just move along. Right? There's nothing to see here with Hillary Clinton. Just move along. She's at that point, I think, where we are going to all start saying that about Hillary. She's irrelevant. Irrelevant to the process.
Her silence on the Mueller report. Look at this.
It's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted. What I thought it was saying is, look, we think he obstructed justice. Here are 11 examples of why we think he obstructed justice, but we're under the control of the Justice Department, and their rule is you can't indict.
But
well. You heard it right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
he's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And all the things that are going on the Orville Dam, interesting, they've been frantically working on the emergency spillway. Doesn't seem to be too much work over there right now, but we'll see after 9 o'clock when people start to show back up to work. Not a lot of things happening overnight, but there were a lot of things that have been happening in that world of the Orville Dam, and of course we've been documenting here what's been going on. Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting little story about what's been happening at the Orville Dam, to say the least. To say the least. Lots of work being done in a lot of different areas. People are running around like crazy. Oh, yeah, lots of work in enough different areas. We're starting to see that pop up. I'm getting some pictures here, some incredible pictures, actually, about things that are happening. And lots of work along the spillway on one end of it, one side of it. There's a very, it's kind of interesting, they've seems to have all but given up work on the spillway itself. That's one. There's a theory going around out there that they've stopped work on the spillway. They were working at night, even on Easter, the morning and evening of Easter, in the night. They were working at night. That seems to be what they want to do, is work at nighttime, or at least in places it's away from the camera. And in the case of the dams, or the spillway portion of it, they were working diligently around the clock, at nighttime. Not so much in the day. Then they started bumping it up during the day, apparently doing some grouting and so on. But that grouting has not been successful for the spillway. So we're not sure at this point in time if they've just given up on what's been going on there. We're not sure at this point in time. It looks like they've just given up, actually, on the spillway. That's what it looks like. That's what kind of it looks like. And it is kind of interesting how these things are starting to pop up as we make our own investigations and so on, using raw cameras and things like that. Explosions all around the dam. I don't know why they use explosions around a dam that's broken and a spillway that's really suspect, but they still use those explosions. That's all kind of a weird thing. But, yeah, so the whole situation is kind of going crazy. They're getting almost close to 880 feet at the dam. You're only about another 19, 20 feet away from the top of overtopping. And there's a lot of questions as to whether or not the spillway, the brand-new spillway that they're using, and as we've pointed out here on Agenda 21 Radio, it's kind of like, looks like it's broken because it's leaking like a sieve. Everything about it is leaking. The spillway is leaking all over the place, the decks, everything. Remember that they ran up, they said 25,000 CFS. Now, I was there the day they said they did 25,000, and I swear it was like a lot more than that, and I said that. So yesterday, you know, the day before yesterday, we started getting information that, you know, it was higher. And I was speculating on the radio and everything. It had to have been higher than 25 CFS. This is the days when they went back and they were testing, so-called testing, and they said they're going to drive it up to 30,000 CFS. And they said that they actually drove it up to 25, but they didn't. There's no word about whether they went to 30. But, you know, I stood there and on the road in front of the spillway, and I said, this is a lot more than 25 CFS. This is when they were saying it was 25 CFS. And, of course, the ground was kind of shaking, and it was raining. I mean, the spray coming off the dentates, these are the big claws that are down there. The spray was just enormous, and it was creating a cloud, and it was raining. It was just literally raining on us from the spillway. Kind of like Niagara Falls. You can go to Niagara Falls, and you know, you get wet and everything by the boat and all that stuff. It's kind of the same sort of thing, same effect. So we were looking at it and going, oh, wow, this is a lot more than – it's got to be a lot more. I didn't, we kind of put it out. And then all of a sudden we started hearing, well, it was a lot more. So yeah, the rumor thing starts to happen. Ah, yeah, Paul, you're right. It was a lot more. So we get some information last night that says from very reliable sources that it was more like 60,000 CFS that was actually turned on, doubling what they were saying they were going to test for. And, of course, vibrations were so strong and so bad, things started to come apart on them very radically. And they shut it all down. And that's really, I think, what happened, because when they shut it all down and they stopped the water flowing on the across the dam because they knew it was damaged, they did know that it was damaged. And it revealed what we saw to be buckling and lots of leaks through the plates. Well, it makes a little bit more sense now with that information that we're getting from our sources. And these are very reliable sources because, and again, it's not just we hear this from one or two or three people, but it looks like they probably, well, they went at it too strongly. Because remember, this whole thing's supposed to be made for 279,000 CFS. Are you kidding me? It's supposed to be made for that, but it can't handle 60,000 CFS. Now, remember, I question why you would take a spillway, which is still in the curing process, if you think about it. You know, what does it take, 100 years for concrete to cure? So this is like a brand new, it's all green. Why would you take it up so much so fast? I think I can understand if you're going to take it up gradually, 2 and 3 and 4, and just let it go at 4 or something like that for a while, and then use it that way and shut it down, let it cure, and break it in. But to ramp it up in such a radical, fast way to 60,000 really has to be suspect, because they found out that through, well, vibrations being caused by the spillway, then you got a certain amount of harmonics. And we talked about these harmonics that are going on. And those harmonics, of course, indicated when they were coming back from they had these, sensors in the dam, tell them the amount of water flow. And, of course, they've got these laser sensors, reflective sensors, that tell them, you know, what's happening with the movement on the spillway, because the spillway is actually going to move with all that water going across it. And, of course, those indicators came back saying, shut me down, shut me down, shut me down, and they did. And now we've seen what happened, the buckling, and now they've been trying to desperately make it look nice. Basically put lipstick on a pig at this point in time by grouting the joints so they won't leak anymore. Come on, you can't have those things leaking. And, of course, listen, common sense tells you guys, if you look at most other spillways, any spillway that looks similar to this, they don't leak like this. Now, listen, an old dam is going to have some leakage, right? I mean, a little bit of leakage. And you look at them, you see a little bit of leakage now and then. And maybe the dam owner needs to replace certain parts. But this spillway is brand new, and it leaks like a frickin' sieve. Common sense tells you it's broken. And other things about common sense will tell you that a grouting program will probably do more to damage the deck and damage what's already there than to just to let it go. And it will, because, you know, when you do the grouting program, sometimes you have to drill in and find voids underneath the concrete. You know, we've gone through this with some of our dam experts, and they've told us how this whole thing works. So we have a system now, the spillway, which, by the way, was brand new, now it's been damaged. And it's damaged to the point, we believe, to be unusable. Unusable. 1.1 billion dollars unusable. And now what are they doing? Trying to press into action the emergency spillway. And they're 19 feet away from using it. We'll be back.
Yeah!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay. Lots and lots of things going on. Damage to the spillway, which is pretty evident, actually, in the Oroville Dam situation. Now, keep in mind, this is just not a small little problem. It really isn't. This is a huge problem. A huge problem. And the huge problem is there's a whole bunch of things happening up there. And no one's really talking about it. At least we don't know yet. Now we're gonna scour around for bits of information, of course. And people are dumping information on us right now. They're clearly evacuating the area behind the dam. And what I mean by that is that all the construction stuff that they used, you know, to help to build. The emergency spillway and others, you know, they had a cement mix, a batch plant back there and a whole bunch of other things on the parking lot deck, if you will, of the boat ramp area, the dam. All that's been pretty much vacated. They've taken their big cranes and they're moving things out. Now, this is obviously an anticipation that they're going to have to use the emergency spillway. They're not telling people this, though. They're not telling people this. Of course not. Why would they do that? The dam is really filling up. There's no question about it. I was up there yesterday checking it out. And pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. So what do we have right now? The elevation is 900 feet for the dam. And right now we are sitting at 876 feet as of an hour ago. 876 feet. Which it goes up in small increments. So you're still at about 876, maybe 0.5 at this point in time. So we have a little bit of a problem, huh? Here's the inflow versus the outflows. This is why it's significant, right? The outflows right now are pretty much getting close to being maxed out at 9,800 CFS. Where the inflows are at 22,943 CFS. Now, obviously, that's over double what is there, right? So you're having double the outflow, the inflow over the outflow. Naturally, the lake is going to rise regardless. See, here's their problem. Here's their problem that they have. And this is why the dam is in failure mode again. They have pretty much maxed out their outflow capacity. The water that's being taken out of the dam right now is coming out through the tubes through the Hyatt Power Plant into the Feather River. They have six turbines down there. One of them is out, and they can't use that one as a venting source. So that decreases the amount of outflow that can come out. And so what they have is five turbines down there now. And those turbines are marginally being used. Well, at their max, they can put out 10,000 CSF with those five. Here's the problem. They have 9,800 CSF going on. They can't put out any more than that. So, your inflows, 22,000, almost 23,000 CFS. What do you do? You can't use the main spillway because that's damaged. So you work frantically to build up what? To build up the emergency spillway and make that as strong as possible. And of course, inherent in the emergency spill, they're gonna couch it as a what? As a test. Well, we got to test the emergency spillway. That's gonna be their next thing. They don't want to tell the truth. No, they can't do that. They can't tell you, oh, the main spillway is broken. We can't use it. Hello. Right? So we're going to use the emergency spillway. We're just going to test it. The emergency spillway is not to be tested. It's to be used in an emergency. And that's why they're calling it an emergency spillway, because right now they have an emergency. They cannot use the main spillway. If they do, they're going to cause an uplift, and if they cause an uplift, they cause the plates to break apart, then they're going to have a real rupture in the hillside. Then they will lose the entire dam. They're only going to be able to buy time as these inflows are overmatching the outflows for obvious reasons. It's been hot up there, over 94 degrees yesterday, and the snowmelt above the Feather River, of course, is really melting quickly. So those other dams that are upstream are filling up very rapidly, and they can't handle it either. And, of course, some of those dams are not in good shape. What if we lose a dam? Well, this is a scenario that was put out 2 years ago. This is almost like reporting from 2 years ago. If we lose one of those dams upstream and we cause a surge of water that comes down and gets into the Feather River, then we have a higher, greater probability of overtopping at a much more radicalized speed, I might add. And by the way, I was there. I was one of the few that was actually on top of the dam on the 11th of February 2017 and watched the overtopping. I watched it. I'm telling you, the magnitude, the strength, the power is incredible to see that water rushing at you and then overtopping on the OG weir, as they call it. There's a weir type structure. Those of you who don't understand what a weir is, it's like a blockage of water. It's like a mini little dam water can actually go over it once it gets to a certain weirs are designed to do that. Trap water, hold it, and let water rise, and then it can come gently over and go into a river, go into a stream or whatever, or be diverted. You know, a lot of Santa Ana River used to have weirs there that would capture the water, divert the water, and use it for irrigation for the orange groves in northern Orange County and southern parts of Orange County when citrus is a big thing down there. Now, this is an example here, though, of a weir that's designed to stop water, but if it happens to creep up above a certain level, it's going to spill over, and it's supposed to cascade down. And they built up a whole emergency spillway system where there's a stair-step process that's going on to try and dissipate the energy of the water. That's why I say when you go there and you look at it, you see massive amounts of water rushing right at you. It's got the impoundment there is about 3.5 million acre feet. My God. It's enormous. So the water is going to come rushing across the weir. Now they learned the lesson because, as I was reporting at the time, there was head cutting going on that was going to destroy the weir in 2017. And, of course, that judgment was the thing that brought the sheriff in because they weren't using the spillway. They were going to rely on the water going over the emergency spillway, and they did. And before they put this new spillway in on the emergency side, it was just sand. It was just dirt down there. And, of course, the dirt started to erode away. It started to head cut back to the OG weir. And that's what prompted the sheriff to say, hey, we're out of here. There's a huge possibility of danger killing a lot of people. And that's when that evacuation took place and got 190,000 people on the road. And if we had lost the dam, we would have lost those people, plus the inundation all the way down to Sacramento and beyond. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Talking about the Oroville Dam and some of the things that are going on with the Oroville Dam. They're working really hard to vacate, get rid of everything that is of value off the far side of the dam, it looks like. They worked a lot during the night to do that, removing the cranes and everything else off that area over there. That is something that's very, very, important, right? Don't you? Give me a break. It, to me, is also, I think, very important to understand that we have a system in place that allows us to keep visuals on that. You know, a lot of people watching very carefully because I hate it to say it, it's their lives. But, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and read to you something that we got. I'm going to say this. Sorry, I got to do this. We'll do that. Okay, I'm gonna read you something that I got last night. Or yesterday, excuse me. See if I can find it. Because I think it's relevant. I'll read portions of it. You know, we get this information that comes to us all the time by you, the citizen journalist. And I want to say that what I'm about to read you is in part. I can't read you the whole thing. I won't do that. But this is something that I think that it's really, really has to be understood. Where is it? It's gone. No, here it is. Okay, here we go. This is from citizen journalists, and a bunch of them actually said. Citizen journalist is reporting, and people are reporting that this says we talked for about 10 minutes about fishers along. Okay, this is a conversation that was taking place between some of our citizen journalists and some officials. I'm not going to tell you who the officials are or the citizen journalists, but this is what was delivered to us. This is a quote. This is a question that was asked by a certain official, by our citizen journalist. This is a setup. Isn't that what the DWR told us? Now, it said this is what they said. The only thing that they hear from the DWR right now is that everything is fine. That was as of yesterday. That was spoken by an official. Okay? I have the person's name and phone number. Now, the quote, this is what was quoted back. Isn't that what the DWR told us up until the moment the sheriff ordered an evacuation of Oroville and surrounding towns 2 years ago in February? Quote from the official. Well, yes, I was there. We talked for about, and they go on. We talked for about 10 minutes about fissures alongside the spillway, buckling concrete slabs, crews working at night on the dam, rising lake water level, and other associated issues. The person said that they had heard nothing from the DWR about this. This is a very high-placed official, by the way, who's heard nothing about any of this stuff. And right now, you go to live cameras, you can see them working desperately on things like that we just talked about. It says, have you been over there to look for yourself? And this is the official's response was, no, not yet. They'll be over there next week. Okay? Next week may be too late, of course. And it goes on and said they had a meeting with some other people. And the other people revealed at this meeting that I can't divulge where it was. It says, quote, they were fairly quiet, but I can hear the backup alarms on their trucks in the quiet of the night. So they're talking about that the crews are working around the clock, mostly at night. Mostly at night. The person said workers were on this job in the middle of the night, Easter Sunday morning. They also said that during the recent water release down the spillway, they took it up to 60,000 CFS. But the vibration was so intense, they cut it back, then off. Vibration, was asked the question? Yeah, the spillway vibrates under greater releases of water. And what causes that? Maybe it's those big diffusers at the bottom. But nobody I've talked to really knows. That's the quote that's going on there. It's not the big diffusers. It's the low-frequency noise. And we've talked about low-frequency noise and what's going on at the dam. And it's clearly the low-frequency noise that causes that. It's not those big diffusers. They want you to think it's those big diffusers, but it's not. We also talked about an incident which there was a fire. It says, we ask about the lake level being up to 875, just 25 feet below the weir. Wow! They really should be spilling it by now, this person said. That's true. They should be spilling over the main spillway, but they can't because it's broken. With these hot days and the snow melt, but it's rumored that they plan to take it to the top to test, quote, test the emergency spillway. Won't it react the same as it did 2 years ago? This was a question by our citizen journalist. Well, there's more concrete up there now, but when the water hits the dirt, it'll carry it away, dumb, unquote. This is Orville Dam Part 2. Broken spillway and all. Dam failure, Part 2. $1.1 billion later. $1.1 billion later, and the threat to 1 million people plus the loss, perhaps, of the world's largest rice-producing area in one concentrated place. And the bees, wiping out the world's largest population of queen bees.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to make sure that you're up to speed on all the different things that are happening. And there are a lot of things happening. There are a lot of things happening. So, anyway, want to welcome all of you that are new timers to Agenda 21 Radio. And again, I want to thank everybody who listens, and especially to our citizen journalists. You know, citizen journalists that have brought us this last little gambit right here, several of them, not just one, two, or three, or four, or five, but a bunch of people who brought us this information about the Oroville Dam, and we have a lot more coming out about the Oroville Dam, and we want to make sure everybody's safe and has prepared themselves, because as the water rises to such levels, unprecedented levels, and no one's reporting it, we thought that maybe we should report it to you to keep you safe. When it starts to get up to these levels, this is when they really should be spilling water, and they can't now. It's becoming ever more apparent that they cannot put the water over the spillway, the main spillway that's brand new. It is so damaged. So there gets to be a point of no return when these things just basically have to be done and handled. And they're going to use the emergency spillway to use the emergency spillway. And when they can't use the entire spillway, which is the problem now, it goes back to the old philosophy about what they should have done to begin with was fix the headworks where all the main gates are. See, and of course, don't deny the obvious, guys. The spillway is damaged. It's leaking. The gates are damaged. They're leaking. They're not supposed to leak. They haven't been fixed. And say, well, it's all part of the day. They leaked before. Why didn't we fix it with $1.1 billion? Well, that's because President Trump is still holding on to $330 million. Hello, this was all done before that. And they could have fixed the headworks for a lot less money. Remember, this whole thing started out as only a $220-some million proposition. But then with all the work orders and all this other stuff, change orders, get it? It bumped up to 1.1, and they didn't fix the real problem. And the real problem, of course, was what was going on out in front of the dam. What was causing water to pour through and leak through the soil in the spillway. Never fixed. Never fixed. So now, here it is. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.